getting ready to have a thing out. Make that announcement regarding no draftees. More importantly. And of course, the in-ground contract. Is less important, but that's what we do. And I think that then the jerk off will be announced. Way of what we can announce through the end of the year. So, because it's gonna, we're not gonna announce as many as they all think, but what are we now, for 14,000 a month?
If we go up to 20,000.
Oh, yeah.
We have it at 2,500. And if that may have a lot of difference,
put it 20. We have to, because when we get down to the research, we're gonna keep track on how our high wire line, and maybe the bomb factors.
I think we should see first of all, when our data is for China. If the date is February 23rd, then there's a lot to be said for saying on March 1st, so that may prove there, and got announced in February.
Get announced now through February.
Well, that's what I meant. If you'd announce now through March 1st, this would give you an extended final announcement in February. Before you can wait until February. But if they can't get it, before February.
I doubt it.
Get an announcement there on November 10th.
They said, oh, it would make our final announcement. Just so we beat them.
I mean, you can down that, you can choose that then on. See, by the time I come back from China, we don't know two things. We don't know the day of the visit. And we don't know the North Vietnamese reaction to our latest dogma. I don't know whether they turn it down flat. And the worst thing to do is to do what everyone expects is to make the final announcement in November. That's what they're all set for.
We're not going.
I know. I mean, that's what McGregor and so forth expected.
Well, I led them to believe that.
But you're right. You
I said, you know, that I, well, this is 2 or 3 months ago. I said, look, in November, we're going to have an announcement that there won't be anyone. I mean, we're going to, I mean, there has to be added up with the help left.
But I wouldn't take them off this because the end of draft is,
yeah.
And everyone will
that's the end of draft is too.
Yeah, and they'll wonder
what's the final announcement.
And then they'll wonder what the hell is he up to. I mean, it will take them weeks, particularly if we then stage this and follow it a few days later with the Chinese trip. We ought to try to continue to use this Chinese thing, always to confuse Vietnam.
Yes.
They're gonna have to fix the story. I'm George Fussy with us today. He's always here when things are going very well or very bad. And 2 months ago, well, in June, he was here very well or bad, and he was going here. No, he's a student.
Well, I'm curious, but what was he simmering up about?
Oh, tremendous China thing. Of course, once that Russian thing is. I talked to Rubel Senior, European businessman today. Over there, there's no question that there you are the world's leading statesman. There's no doubt there. Edward Donovan was there, he was open mouthed, but you know, everyone began his questions by congratulating him. But wait till it hits next week on Russia. And it puts everything into perspective, and that's why I think so well of this idea of having a European summit, a summit of world leaders.
I've been thinking too, I'd like to have it here. But if there is any sensitivity on Mohawk, I would be willing to go.
Yeah.
If we could find it, frankly.
You don't have to find it.
Well, what I meant is, if they don't want to come home, they'll make this deal in the United States thing. But I think the place you could have it would be there's another thing about having the summit here. If we do, we've got a beautiful way to handle the whole entertainment, because there have to be two dinners. I have to give one, they have to. There are only two presidents. See, all the other heads of government.
Okay.
So Pompidou and I are arranging men. Pompidou getting dinner, and I get dinner. That's nice. And if we have it here, I do think we can do it up with the golf dining going down to the Kennedy Center. I'm even thinking going down there rather than having the dinner at the White House. I'm going down there, having the White House cater the whole goddamn thing, making a big dinner and a hell of a deal.
I think that'd be tremendous.
You know what I mean?
Now,
in the grand style.
It turns out the 9th and 10th isn't possible because that's the NATO meeting that we could try to follow the 16th and 17th. So the Christmas, that's a nice
message. I think you should put underway immediately. I tell you, I'd like that to come underway before they hear the Soviet announcement. I have a reason. I'd like for them to think we were thinking about it before we did that, before some details of what we should.
I've actually started back channeling.
Okay, to do that,
I'd
like the British to know it particularly. And I'd like the French and the Germans to know it particularly.
Well, I think we get the British and the French and Germans and the Italians and Japs are going to come over.
But if you do that, to get the word to them, how did you do it through the back channel? Just get hold of the caller and what do you know?
Well, I said, look, we've cut the China move and a few other things. We've cut the international monetary crisis, which we already cannot be settled by the finance ministers at all. We need to take political decisions. We think there ought to be a meeting with heads of government.
Can you tell him a meeting here? Or
yes, I said meeting here, yeah, but this is not.
I said
we're willing to listen to any proposal of the Trump minister. He's the first one in the project, which you have this idea there. I think it'd be a great thing to do in December, and you can do it again in June after your first.
Sure.
I'm going to go off with that. You report that there might be your first. And after next Tuesday. Well, after this week, they're just not usually good in Mansfield yesterday that got that Chilean
episode.
Of course, you know, he serves his own ass, but even I've noticed in the post today for 4 days. Said, of course, I wish I could have been the first to go, but I congratulate the president for having made this possible. I don't think so.
They may not.
You're
being there. It's going to be you've got to realize how much it's been. There's a lot of mystery. They're afraid of the goddamn Russians.
Oh. I'm not at all defensive with these guys because we we're giving them a hell of a lot too. But the fact is they saved down there. We better all just get saved. That we deserved it, but the Russians were getting chesty. The North Vietnamese had just loaded their 7-4. They do things elegantly because you got a message from Yaya saying that he thinks the Indians are going to attack and he will tell her help. And he also said that Joe and I had written the personal letter saying I was coming back to China in regarding Pakistan, that they wanted to raise with us the Chinese refugees to do it. The Jews for having made my first trip possible to show. That shows also that he's a, but that's done really like a gentleman.
Correct. Can't imagine the Russians doing that.
I had sent, luckily, I sent Yaya a message from you on Monday telling him that we were doing this, so he got some advance warning from us.
Be very free in sending messages, and I don't need to see the letters, messages, and so forth from the president.
But when they inform people,
you know what I mean? Like, they love to hear from me about things. And these little guys that are coming in, like from the little countries, not them is a big deal. They're refugees in Nicaragua.
The Australian has said, come in again about seeing you. Well, he has said he'd be glad to come to the West Coast. That's such, I didn't tell him to be there for a week if you'd rather have
that. Thank you.
It would take you an afternoon and an evening if you went along to do that.
Okay,
right.